This is Global Non-Commissioned Apostles Trinity Church in Omaha, Nebraska. We are a new apostolic wineskin with we are a local church, a congregation with or without a sanctuary. We are a community of home churches. We are an association of churches. Hallelujah. Praise God. And this podcast is the revelation of how we do church. Hallelujah. And if you want more information, please visit ElvisIverson.com. This is a ministry of Supplication Ash Ministries. And please support this work. Hallelujah. We are planting these apostolic works all over the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. We believe in apostles, prophets. We believe in the home church. Hallelujah. Amen. We believe in signs and wonders. We believe in the priesthood of the believer. And we believe in the Reformed Grace Message. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Iverson Eschatology. Hallelujah. If you want to be blessed, we have our meetings on Sunday at 4 p.m. Hallelujah. You can contact us for our address and contact at ElvisIverson.com if you're coming. Hallelujah. Praise God. And, you know, please don't say you're coming and don't not show up. Hey, we are here to do business, okay? We're raising people up in their fivefold ministry gifts, raising up in their gifts and callings. We have been doing this for a short number of years. Hallelujah. We come together to pray apostolic prayers and worship the Lord and hear teachings and fellowship. Hallelujah. And so those that are called to become part of us, every fivefold ministry that's called to become a part of us, or any church or organization that wants to join us and come in fellowship with this banner, they have to go through this podcast, okay? We're not looking for people that are say, hey, I want to join this. No, we are an association of churches. We are an apostolic ministration. Hallelujah. And so you must have the revelation how we do church to be a part of us. And then after a period of time, hallelujah, amen, we do accept a few churches to join our organization. It's called Apostolic Adoption. Hallelujah. Amen. Right now, we are going to the nations. We are focusing more on missionary work. Hallelujah. Amen. I am going to several nations around the world in 18 areas. And the theme is called The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. We have a YouTube channel, Global Anarchy. You find that. Also, I personally have a YouTube channel called Apostle Iverson. Hallelujah. And then Elvis Iverson. On Elvis Iverson, we have a playlist called The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. Amen. The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. And that is based on those messages where I'm going around the world. Hallelujah. And you can go in there. Amen. Please support this ministry and plant the seed. Hallelujah. Amen. By making your checks payable to Supplication National Ministries and the memo rate donation and mail it to Supplication National Ministries, P.O. Box 8132, Omaha, Nebraska, 68108. And please visit our website at ElvisIverson.com, because we are also foreshadowed by Supplication National Ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you for listening, and hope you enjoy. And also visit my other podcasts, 72 Nations Conference Call Podcast, which happens the second Friday of every month, hallelujah, at 9 p.m. Central Time. Hallelujah. You can listen in, you can join and enjoy it, call in. And also we have Elvis Iverson podcast, also Seven Thunders Prophetic Podcast. Amen, hallelujah. Seven Thunders. You can find that more information at ElvisIverson.com. Amen. Well, enjoy this message. Thank you. Amen. This is Global Anarchy Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to share how we do church This is an extended ministry of Supplication National Ministries. Our website is elvisiverson.com, and I am Elvis Iverson. Today, we are going to talk about the revelation, how we do church. Hallelujah. I talked about the concept of the home church. It was supposed to be more about the home church. Hallelujah. Amen. But we might discuss some of that stuff here again today. Hallelujah. Amen. But this is the revelation of how we do church. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is our final episode of this podcast. Hallelujah. All these episodes are being put in a book. It's going to be a hardback. It'll probably be out by Christmas. Hallelujah. Praise God. And wherever you can buy it, the venues where you can buy it. Hallelujah. So, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Everything here is copyrighted. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. In Exodus chapter 25, verse 9 says, according to all that I will show you, that is the pattern of the tabernacle, the pattern of all its furniture, just as you shall make it. The Lord began to teach me. He began to teach me about the church. Amen. Even before I was 10 years old, he started beginning to speak to me, to speak into my life. Hallelujah. The ecclesia. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then I've been going to walk with Christ. Even before my conversion, he began to talk to me about the church. Well, that's blowing our minds. And then when I gave my life to Christ, hallelujah, actually he found me. I didn't find him. Then when I was 14, he called me into ministry. Jesus spoke to me 3 times. Minister my word, minister my word, minister my word. One for word revelation and apostolic revelation. Another one is for prophetic revelation. The other one is for signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was a minister in a denomination for like about 7 years in one of the first Pentecostal church in America and on this planet. Hallelujah. I was really blessed, hallelujah. But I had a different vision on how we are to do church. Hallelujah. And see, the thing is since Constantine came, we lost the vision of how we're supposed to do church. It's time to get back to pre-Constantine revelation. And then in 1991, Jesus Christ appeared to me. And he put his hands on me. Give me a vision for my life. Vision for my ministry. Vision for my church. Vision for the church. Hallelujah. The next day he spoke to me and says, you will take the model that I give you. You will take it to the world. And now we're in the time of this theme, this 12-year theme, the golden door of fire and signs and wonders. Hallelujah. And it already started in the Philippines. Hallelujah. Man, you should sow into that. You should sow into that. It is amazing how many people are just so bankrupt when it comes to the spiritual things. And God wants to set you free from that spiritual poverty. And give you such a wealth of revelation. But yet you love money. You love football. You love other things so much more than what that is eternal. Hallelujah. Well, first of all, first and foremost, we need to believe in the fivefold ministry. A lot of people are spiritual leaders, but they're not fivefold ministry. What happens is, when you found an individual in your church that's just a passion for Christ, you said, hey, that's just a fire for God. Says you need to go to Bible college, and you need to be a preacher. But they were actually called into the Seven Mountain Society. One thing, I have a global mentoring group. I mentor apostles and prophets and wealthy and kingly business kings, industrialists, and politicians. Hallelujah. See, the Lord, it's time for you for realignment in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And time for a realignment in your life, for you to obey God. See, the thing is, I think that there's a lack of the fivefold ministry in the house of God. And also, can you put the fivefold ministry into the house of God? Let's start with the ministry of the apostle. Well, there's a lot of apostles that are apostles by title only. And then there's apostles, a mixture of wineskins. We have entered a period that God is judging the apostles and prophets. There's mass disobedience in the body, but God has reserved a people that will obey him so that he can raise up a new army. Hallelujah, amen. The Lord is judging the lukewarm, the cold heart, the hard heart. If you say you're an apostle, there is no freedom in your life. There be such any apostle who walks in control. They're either immature or they are a false apostle. I just posted an article on ElvisIWordPress.com about the false apostolic spirit. Are you listening? Are you listening? See, a man or a church organization or them cannot ordain an apostle. Yes, we are to ordain. We are the paper people. Amen. Because it is a way that the world recognizes people that have been set apart for their religious faith. Hallelujah. To be servants of that religion. And we are also to lay hands. The Bible talks about laying hands. Anoint the anointed. But so many people have anointed the unanointed. There's not many apostles. Most apostles are vertical apostles. Few are horizontal, and then fewer are cooperative apostles. We need apostles. God is going to hold everyone accountable. When there's a bona fide apostle in their midst and they have not helped them carry their burden. Because the church cannot move forward unless that apostle moves forward. The will of God stops with the apostle. Okay? The sovereignty of God is limited by the action of the apostle. What? Unless that apostle moves forward. That's why he has to obey. That's why he has to give himself to prayer and times of fasting to flow in revelation. And then there's prophets. We need prophets. We need prophets, not shadow prophets. Not these celebrity prophets, but prophets that are deep. Hallelujah. The Lord's going to bring forth a fresh flow of the fivefold ministry. Amen. See, the thing is, God, we need to see the fivefold ministry. The next thing, it's time for the function of the priest. Man, what is that? What is the function of the priest? Devotion. Prayer. Worship. The study of the scriptures. Witness. Service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need. There is no laity. There is no clergy. There is one priesthood. But there's a division of labor. The fivefold ministry up gears, leads, and guides. And protects and oversees. Hallelujah. Christians must begin to come in their gifts and their purpose. Amen. And amen. And their priesthood. And then there's the king, the anointing. Kings are called to protect the priest, to protect the body, to protect the church, to increase their territory. Okay? To have wealth creation, to have influence. And they are a voice in the secular realm. Hallelujah. And they are warriors. Hallelujah. It's time for the kingly anointing to come forth. A mighty company of priests and a mighty company of kings. Hallelujah. The nuclear church must be reformed. And the extended church must be established. The extended church is the church of the Seven Mountain Mandate Church. Is the church in the secular realm. Hallelujah. We must build altars of worship. Altars of prayer and worship. And the presence of God in the workplace. Hallelujah. See. The fivefold ministry has to minister among. See, the thing is, the church started home. And the church started in the home and shall return to the home. Amen. Amen. Our structure is a new apostolic church. And the new apostolic wineskin church is a community of churches with or without a sanctuary. And as it grows, there may need to be more than one sanctuary. The sanctuary is for the ministry of the apostle, prophet, and teacher. The evangelist ministers among, around the circle of the home churches. Adding to the church. Amen. The pastor What is the pastor? The pastor is the New Testament pastor. He is a New Testament pastor. The New Testament pastor is the home church. He ministers in teams of two or three or four, and they minister among the home church. They are to provide pastoral care to those who are new in Christ, those who are young, those who are struggling, and keep the cohesiveness and harmony of the home church. You have to have the gift of the pastor. To be a pastor, you must have the gift of the pastor. Hallelujah. Yes, the fivefold ministry is a minister among the home church, amen. The apostle. We need apostolic oversight. Amen. Hallelujah. Who are the senior leadership of a new apostolic wineskin church is either the apostle, okay, the prophet, or the teacher. Hallelujah, amen. If the apostle is not there, then it's the prophet. And if the prophet is not there, then it's the teacher. Amen. The elders are apostles, prophets, teachers. Those that are seasonal and mature. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The apostle is going forward. You always know about his back. Hallelujah. He must give himself to time to must give himself to of seasons of prayer. Hallelujah. And revelation. The prophet is called to guide the church. He means in between the apostle and the church, and he ministers around. He goes back and forth. Hallelujah. Is the teacher. Yes, the teacher may go forth and minister other new apostolic wineskin churches, but he is the pillar. Amen. Of the new apostolic wineskin church. Amen. Hallelujah. And then he carries the apostolic revelation and the teachings that God has given to him. That these are teachings that are tried, and how do you know he's a teacher? Is that there's a watering of the word. There's a watering of the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And see, the thing is, we must follow up. When somebody comes to know Christ, we must follow up. We must disciple. We must equip. We must mentor and father. Our goal is to plant many new apostolic wineskin churches and have an apostolic ministration. Okay? That's not a denomination or an apostolic network. We are a denomination in a sense when it comes to financial structure. We are a network when it comes to relationship. Hallelujah. 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 And we see the Lord wants to raise up apostolic ministrations. And this is all vertical. This is all vertical. Amen. The vertical realm must be reformed. Hallelujah. So that we may establish the horizontal. That is prayer centers, revival centers, worship centers, apostolic centers, and city church centers. And then we must build collective among the cooperative. Hallelujah. Every believer must be equipped to do the work of the ministry. That means how to pray, how to fast, how to be led by the Spirit of God, how to hear the voice of God, how to flow in the gifts of the Spirit, how to do deliverance, how to heal the sick, how to minister to the poor, how to do short-term missions, how to plant homes, help plant churches. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How to witness. How to do evangelism. How to flow in the prophetic. They must be equipped. Every new officer at Wineskin Church should be a Bible college. Hallelujah. It is time, my friends. Amen. It is time. Hallelujah. And what is the leadership of the home church? Well, the home churches are not, you know, when you first start a home church, it's codependent. Then it becomes independent and begin to develop their strengths. And then it becomes interdependent. You as a believer, when you come to know Christ, you are codependent. Then you become interdependent. No, independent. When you're developing your position, your place in the body, then you become interdependent. And the whole thing is would have a certain degree of freedom for each home church. Hallelujah. So that we can have expressions. The church started home and shall return to home. Hallelujah. Amen. The priesthood of the believer begins in the home. Hallelujah. Amen. And this is where we can raise up. Amen. But in fivefold ministry and raise up people in their gifts and call and the priesthood of the believer and the kingly anointing. Amen. Hallelujah. The church meets in the home. Amen. Yes, at the same time, we may have a home church in this city. That's all we may have. Or a couple home churches in that city. We may not have a sanctuary, but they are connected to, they are associated with us. Hallelujah, man. But our goal is to have a community home church with or without a sanctuary. And our goal is to have a sanctuary. The sanctuary is for prayer, for training, for apostolic, prophetic, and teaching ministry. And is a mission set in place. And it is a Bible college, hallelujah. Glory to God. And we may have more than one sanctuary. Because the home church will keep on growing and growing and growing and growing within that city. We are to teach. That's why we are to teach the believers how to plant home churches. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a lot of, God wants to raise up a money company of evangelists, and there's a lot of pastors. And they're is a certain number of, there's a lot of teachers. And then there's a company of prophets. Man, but there's few apostles, amen. So it could be an apostle that he oversees this church. I'm talking not, this, but he's part of the government of that church, and he's part of another government of that church. Hallelujah. Amen. We're not talking about apostles that are just walking in the function. We're talking about bona fide. We're not talking about people that come into the apostolic function and come into the apostolic ministry. But we're talking about those people that are originally called to be apostles. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's time to develop this. It's time to come into this. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, and then who runs the home church? Well, basically, you take out two or three people. Depends how big that home church is. What's the maximum of a home church? How big? Well, you know what? Some of these local churches could just, you know, and then they need to have the vision of home church. Hallelujah. But the maximum level of home church could be 40 people. Of course, we try to keep down to like 12 people. But, you know, but the thing is, you know, it depends how big their place is. Hallelujah. It could happen. And we talked about different kinds of home churches. We talked about the Marine type of home church, the discipleship home church, and the original home church, amen. You know, the home church, the bona fide home church, where we're gonna get, amen, amen. Hallelujah. There's three kinds of home churches. The Marine home church is what your pioneer home church. Hallelujah. The disciple home church is actually, you have 3, 4, 5 home churches. They may have a discipleship home church. That's for newborns in Christ to help us follow up and disciple them before bringing them part of the fold. And that's a work of the three home churches that are working together for that home church. Amen. And then there is the bona fide home church. That is what I'm talking about right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so the leadership is I call them representatives. First of all, all the major decisions are decided by the people that's within that home church. Amen. And they have to be there at least a certain period of time. Amen. And be faithful and committed. Not just faithful, committed to that home, but to the community of home churches. And then there is those that are mature and seasonal as believers and in home church, and they have proper relationship with the officer oversight and the elders. They have proven themselves, and they will become what we call representatives. Hallelujah. And they help run the home. They help with major decisions. Hallelujah. They help with day-to-day decisions. Hallelujah. Amen. And help run the home church. Hallelujah. But our goal is to get into the organic flow of home church. Hallelujah. And those, and each of this represent, they come together to help in voting for major issues for that community of home churches. And the new apostolic community, which is the new apostolic wineskin church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I've given you some of these concepts, and but you want to go back, you can dive in to this podcast and get more, okay? I just want to thank you for everyone who came along for this ride, and praise God, and stay, follow me on X, okay? Elvis Iverson, okay? And become a partner of Subconnection Ministries. Amen. If you want to become part of our global analog, hallelujah, or become, if you're called in a home church, you want to form a home church in your city, hallelujah, hallelujah. You want to become part of a home church where we have a home church, contact us. If you want to become a partner, contact us at elvisarson.com. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I got to ride. Got to get on the road. It's time to ride. Okay. The nations are my play yard. Okay. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, I pray for everyone who listens to the message, everyone influenced by the ministry of the Church of the Lord. I pray outpourings of many breakthroughs, many miracles. I pray, Father, for breakthroughs, justice, restitution, restoration, healing. God, I pray for his deliverance in healing. Miracles, created miracles, divine healings. Amen. God, Lord, I ask you to release prophecy, visions, and dreams, word revelation, prophetic revelation, the deep prophetic, the path that need up, the unfolding, the presence of God, the unfolding power of God, the revival and the revival of life in Jesus' name. God, raise up a mighty company of believers, a mighty company of kings and priests all over the earth. God, raise up a mighty company of new apostolic home churches of God, and raise up new apostolic wineskin churches of God. Oh God, Lord, raise up, I pray for a fresh wave of the fivefold ministry. Raise up apostles and prophets all over there. Raise up the dominions, raise up the government of the apostles and prophets. Establish the thesis of the third reformation. Establish the third reformation. Bring forth the continuous many harvests of souls. Bring forth unfolding many revivals in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Please visit ElvisEisen.com and enjoy. Amen. The many pleasures of Christ. Amen. Thank you.